As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you and yours. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let me give you a hockey update before we transition to the NBA. The Carolina Hurricanes have won the series. Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals out in five. So that's true, the stat I saw, huh? That Ovechkin has gotten past the second round one time, and that was the time they won it. Otherwise, yep. He hasn't gotten past the second round at all. Good thing they won that cup then, or what would we be saying about him?
My God. Yeah. You mean the conversation before he got that cup is just like, is he ever going to get there?
And how long ago was that now? 6 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, Carolina advances. They're going to take on the winner of, don't tell me, Florida and Toronto? Yes. Yes. I don't have the bracket in front of me.
Toronto is up against it. They are down 3-2, which is crazy because they led 2-1 at one point.
They did. That game will be at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific on Friday.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be so good.
As some people say, Fri-yay.
I will.
And those people should be punished. The other game that's going on right now, Winnipeg's got a 2-0 lead over the Dallas Stars. Winnipeg needs to win or they will not be playing hockey anymore this season. And there are about 10.5 minutes left to go in this one. So that's what's going on tonight. And then again, the one game tomorrow, Toronto and Florida. In the NBA, we had just one game tonight, the Denver Nuggets winning 119-107 against the Thunder. Interesting. We'll have a game 6 tomorrow between the Knicks and the Celtics. And then game 7 of Nuggets Thunder is going to be Sunday afternoon. So it's going to be Sunday afternoon. No game on Saturday. That's kind of a bummer. So this game's going to be Sunday afternoon at... Why does ABC do that? It's going to be Sunday afternoon. And then game 7 between the Knicks and Celtics, if it got to that point, would be on Monday. Okay. Well, let me just see what's going on ABC Saturday night. Oh, we got some NHL hockey, it looks like. Probably some hockey on Saturday. And don't forget, during the day, the Fever and the Chicago Sky. We got the WNBA starting on Friday night, folks. Are we doing Rivalry Week guests for that, Carlos? No? Maybe next time. I asked you if we're doing WNBA Rivalry Week interviews.
No.
Okay, see? But I did just mention them. Progress.
I mean, we can if the people want it. I'm all in for it. This is not my show. It's barely your show, even though your name's on it. This is for the people. If they want WNBA content, I'm happy to provide it.
That's true. It is not my show. It is the people's show.
If you smell!
I'm only going to say what the people want me to say. Pretty fascinating. I did a little experiment last night. You know, Kristaps Porzingis is not, like, healthy, and nobody knows what's wrong with him, and nobody wants to talk about it. I suggested it was long COVID.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then I started my countdown. I started a countdown on my timer because I mentioned somebody might have long COVID, and I thought, one of my social medias is going to get spammed within 10 minutes here. I know, just because I brought that up. 7.5 minutes it did. So thank you to the guy who wrote how much I suck on 13 different of my Facebook posts. I know how to play this. The Nuggets and the Thunder. I don't think I'm surprised that the Nuggets won based on how the series has gone. I would be surprised if you talked to me back on May 7th, a week ago, where the Thunder won 149 to 106. And I'll admit it, I said I think the Thunder can wrap this up in five. I think, okay, the Thunder showed they're the better team. They messed around a little bit. Maybe Nuggets get another one, but they should be able to wrap this up. I didn't see it going seven, admittedly. I did not see it going seven. So in Oklahoma City, the Nuggets got the first one. And that, you know, the Thunder, I thought, handled that well. They screwed up. They were falling up three when they shouldn't have. They tried to move on. But now that game is the difference. They would have wrapped it up in five. They would have four wins by now. Now they got to fight for their life on Sunday. They got to fight for their life on Sunday. All right, that was bad. If you want to spam my Facebook page.
I've heard worse.
I think it could happen in the next 3 minutes there with that one. I apologize. I didn't want to do it. I did it. You've heard worse from me tonight.
Very true.
Nuggets won game three in overtime. Thunder took game four. Nuggets lost again. It was the Thunder in game five. Nuggets won tonight. Here's how the Nuggets thing has been going in my head. One, I think they are running out of steam. I think they're running out of steam a little bit. And certain guys are becoming unplayable. Russell Westbrook was not great. He got better, but he was not great. He was minus like 15 in the first half, and the team was like plus 20 without him. It was bad. He ended the game minus 9. Julian Strother has found a little bit of a groove. He hit three big threes. He had 15 points tonight coming off the bench. Michael Porter Jr. has been bad in this series. 10 points tonight. Aaron Gordon has had some big shots. Tonight he only had 5 points. But they didn't really need those last two guys I mentioned. Jokic was Jokic. He had a double-double, 29, 14, and 8, with two steals and a block. Christian Brown was the star, 23 points. And Jamal Murray, who was looking gassed already in that first half, came back, put up 25 for the night. For the Thunder, SGA, 32 points. One of the issues there was he had 4 fouls by halftime. Now, he only ended up with 4 fouls, so he did good to not get another foul, but that was a little concerning because they came 4 minutes left to go in the second and then 1 minute left to go in the second quarter. But Jalen Williams only had 6. Hartenstein was not that effective. It was not a great night for the Thunder. Now, could that be the elevation? I don't think we can dismiss it. I mean, they wore it on their chest. Literally, they wore it on their chest. Which, again, these alternate jerseys in the playoffs, maybe the first round, and then let's not do that anymore.
Yeah, awful-looking jerseys. I was trying to figure out what that was the whole time, so thank you.
52-80, it's how high up they are.
I was like, area codes do not have 4 numbers.
They are a mile high in the sky, and don't they let you know it at every possible turn? I mean, we don't talk about altitude for any other city in this country, but Denver, God, they got to rub it in our face. But it is a big advantage. I don't think that's why the Thunder lost. I think there's two things that I'm fighting against. It's a tug of war. The Nuggets do seem a little fatigued, but also they know how to battle that. They've won a title not too long ago. This is a team that fired their coach and general manager a week before the season. There are questions in Denver if David Adelman should get this job. Yes. Absolutely. You can't have a better interview than this. My goodness. Adelman, after the game, feeling pretty good. Staved off elimination. Talked about the victory.
Tonight, we had a guy step up, make some shots, and then our main people were so complimentary Man, obviously in the fourth quarter, to win that quarter after what's happened the last two games says a lot about our guys and the fact that they can bounce back from anything. And I keep saying that. So I don't know. We just keep finding a way. We'll go play another game seven.
That will be, of course, in Oklahoma City. I like Oklahoma City to win, but man, you really can't say that as a guarantee. Team faced some pressure. They were down, or they were up 10, and then the Thunder came back. Thunder were up at halftime. You're facing elimination, like I mentioned, Adelman, on what he saw out of his guys.
Same thing I always see. Yeah, I mean, those losses were tough, but I mean, it was 3-2. The series is still here. I've said this, I know it's cliche, but every game is its own chapter. It's its own thing. It's its own entity. And different people are going to step up, just like for them. They've had people step up in game four and five. And tonight we had that team that did it.
Nikola Jokic has been playing most of the second halves and certainly most of the fourth quarter. In this game tonight, to start the fourth quarter, he was not in there. Julian Strother was. Jokic came back into the game 7:53 mark. So he did sit out 4 minutes. And in that time, the Nuggets, they were up 8 at the start of that. When he got back in, they were up 10. So it didn't really hurt them. But that was a decision that Adelman made, resting Jokic in the fourth.
Last game, I kind of kicked myself for not taking one of them out. And Nikola seemed, body language-wise, like he wanted to sit for a second. The beautiful thing was I had 4 timeouts again. I know it didn't work out last game, but that does let you control your substitutions. And those guys held water, you know, to start that quarter.
You listen to this guy, and he's got some coaching pedigree in the family. He's the son of Rick Adelman. Okay, we know that he's coached for a long time, whether it was the Blazers, Warriors, Kings, Rockets, Timberwolves. This is a guy, though, head coach. You listen to him. It's you hear, like, some confidence there. He's confident in, you know, his abilities. It's also a guy with a career 3 games coached in the regular season. He was 3-0. That's it. He took over. When I say the Nuggets fired their coach with a week to go in the regular season, that's not hyperbole. That is what happened. And then he took over. They won out. They won a tough series against the Clippers, and now they're back in another game 7, this time against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are up against it. They will be at home, but they had an opportunity. Their head coach, Mark Daigneault, talked about the loss.
We played a really good first half. I thought to weather the early storm the way we did and only be down 3 at the end of the first quarter was positive. We obviously took control of the game in the second, which was positive. And then they just outplayed us in the second half. You know, they were sharper, executed better, made more plays. So, you know, credit them. They went and got the game.
So what's going to happen in game 7? Nuggets threw the first punch. Thunder responded. Nuggets threw another one. Thunder responded, going up 3-2. Nuggets responded. Will the Nuggets get that fourth win? Or will the Thunder respond with a fourth win of their own? It's been the theme, Daigneault says, of this series.
Credit Denver. You know, like they threw a punch tonight, as has happened in the series. I mean, both teams are exchanging blows, and they got theirs in tonight. And both teams have done a great job of standing back up, including us, and we need to do that on Sunday.
That is a good example of why we do Guess What They Said, because I did not know he was going to say that.
Yeah, and you would have gotten a point. I actually would have been giving you a point and a quarter. It's a good thing we do the fractions anymore.
look at me. But that's why we do the game, which we do Mondays and Fridays. Well, technically we do it Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I think we do it Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays because we work 10 days a week.
Yeah. Because we're going to do Guess What They Said tomorrow.
What is it tomorrow?
Yeah, that's true. 1:20 a.m. Eastern, 12:20 a.m. Central, 11:20 p.m. Mountain, and 10:20 p.m. Pacific. So we're technically doing where we work. That's why I was saying, Carlos agrees, we work 10 days a week because we work 2 days every night. Greg is in Michigan, 888-710-4ISN. Hello, Greg.
El Bardo, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive. You've got my juices flowing.
Yo.
I was going to talk about other stuff, but real quick, Tigers are doing great. But you were talking about the father-son dynamic. And here's the thing. If El Bardo, you saw some great El Bardo Jr., going great in soccer or baseball or football.
Sure.
Trust me. I know this personally. My best friend was playing pro baseball for the Minnesota Twins and the St. Louis Cardinals, the AAA. And from the very beginning when he started baseball, his father was so aggressive pushing him to become a baseball player that he all of a sudden got fed up with it, quit, and they did not talk for 3 years. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, so it's just something that I think people have to realize that if you see greatness in your child and you see them excel from, you know, being the best at every, you know, every time they go into a league, and all of a sudden your hopes and dreams are for them and you hope that they have the same dream, and all of a sudden it doesn't work out. So I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, the dynamic between father and son, somebody getting upset that their son is not chosen the way he should be, unless you're in that position, it's very hard to understand what that is. I mean, what you sacrifice, what El Bardo would sacrifice to get little El Bardo Jr., and hopefully you'll take him to see Lilo and Stitch and to become the next Messi. And again, you are spot on about long COVID with Porzingis, I have to tell you. And real quick, I got to ask you, would you ever do a podcast other than the ones that you do with yourself and your buddy and a couple other things? Would you do someone else's podcast to be interviewed?
Yes. Are you starting one?
No, well, that, yes, but it could be with somebody far bigger, and I just wanted to ask you, so I appreciate
that. Is it Chris Cuomo?
Oh, stop. No, because...
Is it your other guys in Detroit that are swearing up a storm?
Well, El Bardo, stop. It's just something that I'll private message you on Facebook, and
all
I'm
right,
so
private
proud
message
you.
Me, yeah.
I will, buddy. Hey,
okay.
As always, Mr. Positive says... Go for your dreams. Thank you, Alberto. Carlos.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, I'll do podcast. I'll do hits on any affiliate listening right now.
Literally right now. Please call us.
No, seriously.
You want to talk Padres? No problem.
I mean, I was doing mornings in Milwaukee, and Gelb had 6 to 10 Eastern, and we had him on one night. I'm like, wow, the guy came on my show. You know? We'd have people on. It's like, well, one of the network guys came on my show. That's fun.
And now you're a network guy.
Yeah, and guess how much my phone rings? Less than that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't break silence.
Regarding what Greg said about dads, I think, and this is based off of last hour we discussed a little bit, Caleb Williams didn't want to play for the Bears. Seth Wickersham has this book coming out, and he talked to Caleb, but he also talked to his dad, Carl. And Carl went to great lengths to try to not go to the draft. He did not want his son to have to go into the draft. He wanted his son to choose his future employer, and he specifically did not want it to be the Bears. And we can like discuss how much a dad should be involved in his kid's sporting life at different ages of his life. You know, trust me, I saw my dad just as a high school coach. Half of that job is dealing with parents who don't think their kid's playing enough. And that, you know, that's tough. You're just trying to coach these kids. And it's not even like these kids are like going to do anything. They're just, why is my son playing if he's not going to play? So that's tough. I thought that was too far. I always thought that was too far. Now, will I do the same? I think I'd leave it up to the coach. But at some point, you got to do what's right by your son and step in. Or at least feel like you're doing something. I think that's the feeling, like, could I be doing something? So maybe with Carl Williams, maybe he felt like, can I be doing something for Caleb? But I never liked what I heard about John Elway. I never liked what I heard about or saw with Arch Manning and Eli Manning. It's like every generation, a father comes along that decides to be bigger than the NFL draft. And here we are, you know, yelling at Dion and Shadur. Yeah, they overplayed their hand, certainly. But they didn't get drafted in the fifth round because Dion was telling teams not to take my kid. I mean, by round three, it's like, God, take my kid. Please take him. I don't like where we're at this point. You're going to go to an NFL team. But again, he's looking and trying to protect his kid. I've talked about this with the draft. Would Jamarcus Russell have been a bust if he was somewhere else? We don't know 100% for sure. Johnny Manziel, we don't know 100% for sure.
Oh, Johnny, you might,
but we don't. Ryan Leaf, we don't. We just don't know if they would have been somewhere else. Tom Brady could have been drafted by a billion different teams. Wouldn't have been Tom Brady. So I don't know. I feel like I can get it, but it's also something that I don't know that I want to get. I don't think I like it. So I'll just be straight up honest with you on that. 888-710-4476, 888-710-4476. We'll return. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough. Just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. Took a look at that NFL schedule last night. You think that was a one-day thing? Nah. Got some of the more interesting quirks for you coming up next hour, along with, from WFAN, I'll get there, in New York, Emmanuel Babari does Yankees Post. We will take a look at the Subway Series coming up and the hidden backdrop of everybody at that game going to be on their phones to watch the Knicks. Jake Brown joined us earlier to talk Mets. We'll talk some Yankees coming up. It's rivalry week in Major League Baseball. Looks like this game is about to go final. Winnipeg up 4-0 on Dallas. That means that series will continue. And then we did see the elimination of Robert in Annapolis's Washington Capitals. Robert.
Hey, voices. Hey, that would make a nice sound drop for you guys if you ever want to use it. But anyhow, hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. I think he's used it a couple times, actually.
Oh, yeah, he has.
All right. Hey, voices. There you go. Yeah, I'm 73 years old. My voice sounds like a 20-year-old. Anyhow.
Hey, voices.
Never underestimate, on the Caleb Williams, never underestimate the power of parental instinct. A concerned parent, an evolved parent, will always be his or her child's advisor and protector. It never changes. Now, how far one takes that is a different story, but that never ends. It'll always be there. You will experience it. Maybe Carlos at some point will experience it, and Marco and so on. But anyhow, it's just the way it is. Now let's get to the Capitals. You'd be hard-pressed to think of a fan base, of which I'm a part, that has more postseason frustration than it does with this team. In the past 40 years, I checked this, they have qualified for the playoff 33 times. That's over 80% hit rate. Yes, they did take the one championship, but there's been 32 other times that I'm in the zone where you were with the Bucks a few weeks ago. This is what we're into when we're fans of a team. There's going to be, depending upon how many teams you're a fan of, there's two or three times a year.
Again?
Here we go, because you kept me on hold. Let me get through this. Where you're going to experience this situation. But it's like Hyman Roth said in The Godfather 2, this is the business that we are in. When you are a fan of a team, you're going to go through this experience where your season ends with a shot from an angle that was geometrically impossible for that guy to score, and I watch my team lose, and there's nothing worse than when you have less than two minutes left as that clock ticks off, you see that season ending in the postseason. But thanks for taking my call, my friend.
Yeah, Robert, thank you for the call. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of pain when we're sports fans. We're going to have a lot of pain. Some teams more than others. I'm going to tell you something. I did an activity with my son today where he's into the playoffs. He's into the NBA playoffs. He's watching them every night. He's going to be six soon. I was not sure he would understand going from regular season to the postseason, but he picked it up in an instant. He keeps talking about who's going to win the whole thing. I think that's cute. And he wanted to know who's won it the most. Because then he asked where the Bucks lost, and he said, did they ever win it? I go, yeah, you were young. And so tonight again, we watched the Bucks win the championship. We just watched the last 5 minutes. It's on my DVR. I got goosebumps still. How do you not? But then they also won it in 1971. And he's like, show me that. I'm like, it's kind of hard. There's not a lot of video of it back then. But then,
two or three times a year.
Again? But then he wanted to go, and he was all excited. He left for school, but he knew when he came home that we would write down on his easel, the list of every NBA team, alphabetical order, and then how many times they've won a championship. And there's a lot of zeros. Suns, Jazz, Nets, Magic, Pacers, Hornets, Clippers, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, Pelicans. Now, some of the teams have been there and lost, but there's one-third of the league has not won a championship. And then, like, another two-thirds of the league, you've got two-thirds of the league either have zero or one title. Yeah, 11 teams. Of all the NBA teams for as long as it's been, there are only 11 teams that have won more than one title. And so he's writing the numbers down next to the team name. I go, okay, Wizards, one. Bullets. Cavs, one. Hawks, one. Bucks, Rockets, Knicks, two apiece. Heat, Pistons, Sixers, three apiece. Spurs, five. Bulls, six. Warriors, seven. His jaw drops to the floor when I tell him Lakers, 17. And then Celtics, 18. 35 championships between the two teams. What season are we in the NBA? We just had the 75th not too long ago. This is the, what is this? I'll get there. This is season number, whatever. What are we at, 80?
Sure.
Because the Warriors, Lakers, and Celtics, because the Warriors won seven, so 18, 17, seven, the Warriors won seven. Three teams have won more than half the titles. I mean, that is wild. So what is next for one of those teams that have won seven and maybe could have pulled off eight? Steph Curry goes down. This is a team that has the core under contract the next couple of years. And so Steph Curry trying to figure out what is that window going to look like.
Nothing is, you know, guaranteed in terms of you being competitive or being a contender. So, yeah, our contracts are all me, Draymond, Steve, Jimmy, all 2 years. And we want this ride to last as long as possible. But it's just about, like, what does this team need for next year?
And there might be some constraints in trying to figure all that out. But I think the other thing that's getting them is father time. Curry's 36, Butler's 35, Draymond's 34. Now, bulk of the money's going to Curry and Butler. Draymond Green's in there for about $25 million a season. His outlook on the next couple of years.
I think we'll be right back at it. Sucks to end this way, but we think we got the pieces to make another run at it and do it again, and that's going to be our mindset going into the summer. You know, do all that got to do to improve. We got one of the best ownership groups and front offices in the NBA. You know, they'll do whatever they feel is needed to help the team improve. And us as players, you got to get back in the lab and do what you got to do to get better. But I think, you know, come next year, we'll be right back at it and give ourselves a chance again.
So those three guys that I mentioned, $140 million tied up between the three. Those three, and then there's three others. So it's a total of six players for Golden State that are on fully guaranteed deals. They have the non-taxpayer mid-level exception to use, which you can get a guy for about $14 million. That could be someone decent. The biannual exception worth about $5 million, and then they've got pick 41 in this draft. Mike Dunleavy Jr. is going to have his work cut out for him as the general manager. Look, when Bob Myers left, he didn't just leave because he didn't want to be the one to trade Clay, which I think was part of it. I mean, I do. He also knew that this was going to be a hard thing to deconstruct and then build back up. So it should be interesting how the Warriors look. That core is going to be there for sure. Completely different supporting cast. Are there enough veterans that are going to look at Golden State the way they did years ago and say, I can sign there cheaper, try to get a ring? Is that the destination? If you're a veteran and you want to try to get a ring next year with Tatum's injury and Dame's injury, and I mean, do you look to the Pacers? Do you look to the Knicks or Cavs? That might be where the chances are. You take your chances in the East. You got a little easier path. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I have brought up before a few times that I'm at the stage of my life now where if I don't like something, I write a letter to the company. And I did that with a guy on eBay today. And I want to ask you guys if I was out of line. It is, sadly, another story about my son. But I do have to confess my sins. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Pete McCarthy. All right, well, I'm going to reveal something. Maybe it's too personal. I mean, it's just a letter I wrote. Maybe it's not personal enough. I feel like I do this not so you can relate to me. You know, when you're on radio, they're like, talk about your life. Like, mention that you have a son every day for seven times an hour.
Come along, Bort.
Okay. So I do it because I want others like me to feel seen. I want others like me to feel seen. For example, one of the things This is on the Nuggets jersey. You know, their sponsor is Ibotta. Do you know what that is? It's a receipt. Like, you take a picture of your receipt, and then you find coupon deals on there. So I do like, it's couponing. It's app couponing. I do a lot of I do that. I take my receipts, and I take a picture, and I try to get rewards. Do you do that?
No.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. And then one app told me that I'm cheating because if I see another receipt that somebody didn't pick up, well, I'll take that one too. And then I'll take a picture of that. And they told me this one receipt, they told me that you're cheating. And I said, no, I'm not. And then they said, yes, you are. So I ended up writing them a letter. Like, let me tell you what I wrote. First, I need to gather myself. I am stunned, upset and stunned. I go, every time I started giving my receipt information to companies, you guys always change it and make the rewards less. I expected that from you, but I never expected this in caps. Is this psycho behavior?
Yeah, you're a total Karen.
I said, my family uses this app as a way to build up rewards for birthdays. If you're accusing that I'm cheating, I'm appalled.
Oh, total Karen behavior.
Yeah. So they've not gotten back to me. But then, on eBay, my kid, I got him one of these WrestleMania things. I think he got this for Christmas. It's just a ring. It's a toy ring. A lot of you guys had that growing up. And he's got these little characters, and they're called, like, knuckle crunchers. Because they're not that big. If you take your thumb and your next finger and you just go, like, try to go as big as you can, that's how big it is. The things. That's how big they are. So they're called knuckle crunchers. And it came with John Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Cody Rhodes. And he loves playing with it. Now, the problem that we encounter as a family is when he plays with it, you have to be watching him at all times. And then he does replays. And then I said this last night, but if you're looking at him, but even like a little cockeyed, he'll say, no, you're not looking at me. And I had to explain with him that ears hear, eyes see. So he likes the Uso brothers, Jimmy and Jey Uso. So those guys were available. And I can't find a lot of these guys. I don't know the complete line that they made, but I couldn't find a lot. But I found Jimmy and Jey Uso. And it was hard to find in other places. And I found them for $40. Okay. So I got Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso as a combo pack for $40. And I thought that was fine because I can't find them. He really wants them. You know, I'm paying $20 a toy, you know, whatever. The guy sends them to me, and on the packaging, there is a sticker where he bought them from Walmart that says clearance $3.99. So these toys were on sale for $4. He sends them to me, charges me $40. So I just wanted to send him a message. And I don't think this was very Karen-y of me. I said, thank you for the quick delivery of the figures. I will be leaving positive feedback. I did want to message you offline and express disappointment that the price tags from Walmart were still on the packaging. When I read it out loud, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, seriously.
I have dealt with collectibles and understand they are worth what they are worth to who they are worth. But I paid $40 for these, and then I see you got them for $3.99. I felt stupid when I saw that. Hopefully in the future you would remove the price tag. Thank you.
No, you're a better person than me because I would have been like, yo, come give me my money right now. Give me my money, or I will find you.
But like I sell cards sometimes, and if I think a card is crap and someone's like, hey, I'll give you $30 for that. I sold a Sega Genesis game once for $200. I'm like, this ain't worth that to me. So it's worth what it's worth to who it's worth. He said, I'm sorry, I try to remove those. You shouldn't feel bad. I just got lucky. I found them at the right place at the right time. I said, yeah.
Okay, good for him, but not for you.
I said, have a good weekend. He said, is this, do you think less of me the same?
You didn't even need to ask the other options. The answer is yes, less.
This is like something that when I do it, I feel like this is the right thing to do. And then when I tell like my wife what I did, it's like, fine. I don't have any shame. And then when I say it on the air, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, hang your head in shame. Dude, I was excited to drink with you. Now I'm not too sure.
Well, if you drink with me, the next day I'm going to be like, I'm from Milwaukee where they charge $6 a PBR and you charge me $15 and that was rude and it made me feel stupid and I would like my money back.
Yeah, well, if you want PBR, we're going to have to go to Brooklyn so you can fit in with all the other weirdos that drink that.
Well, what do we like out there? What are we drinking?
Oh, me? I'm not picky. I go wherever the crowd goes.
G&T night? Should we go G&T night? A little gin and tonic?
What are you, Snoop?
Well, that's gin and juice.
Oh, I don't know what the T stands for. Oh, gin and tonic. Tonic.
Well, I said tonic.
You sure did. I'm a whiskey guy. It's because I'm a man. That's why. I'm a man, Bart.
I'm a complaint on eBay about a thing I voluntarily paid for, guy.
Ugh.
More coming up next of this.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.